Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host in the AM once again, Soapbox Scooter, doing my thing. Man, we got a live show. Of course, a lot going on in the world, but the meat and potatoes of our show, Colin Kaepernick, to stand or not to stand, that is the question. And there's a lot of opinions and things about this. As a soldier, as a personality, as a man, a black man, I have my own opinions, and I'm going to share them with y'all today. But before we do, of course, there's a lot going on out in the world. I got my man Papa Smurf in the building. What's going on?
What's good, West Coast?
And we're going to be talking about this. We are going to address the situation. But again, like I said, there's a lot going on in the world to touch on, movies, things like that. So the Hidden Colors, if you're not hip, there's a series of DVDs, Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. I have all of them. Proud to say that. But they're documentaries about the true history of black folks, of black people in general, our history. And if you're not hip, get hip. You can get them all four of them. You can get them on eBay for like $30. Like, you know what I'm saying? All four. So not only are they charging you the dirt for the knowledge of yourself, but at the same time, you get all four, man. And it's just, it's really deep. They go into politics, religion. I mean, this is for my truly aware people of color. You dig what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't aware. Everybody's third eye has not been opened. And I can understand that, you know what I mean? And if you're white or of a different nationality and you just want to learn some different stuff, this is good for you. One of my issues is this. Here's the thing, right? And I just read a post on Facebook about it, which is why I'm bringing it up. We are all adult now, yes? We all agree that we are adult. We all know some shape or form of history, right? And we all know some myths and things that have been dispelled by now. Like, we all know that Paul Revere didn't make the ride. You know what I'm saying? We all know that he made it halfway and it was another dude that took the full ride. Like, we know that. That's a known thing. You know what I mean? We all know that, you know, the part that black people have played in history. My question is this. If all of these things have happened, why are we still teaching the basic, same old, same American history? I'll wait. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357 if you have answers or questions or things you want to share. That is a question I'm asking you today. Why are we teaching the same American history to our youth if we now know different? Now, here's the thing. Before we get into this whole Colin Kaepernick situation, the thing is this. America, in my eyes, and I'm just keeping it funky, this is from the hostess, the host point of view. In my eyes, America doesn't want us to think differently. America doesn't want us to see differently. Because for us to see differently, we have to accept some things. First off, we got to accept that America is effed up, straight up. Not an effed up place to be, it's just an effed up place to be in if you are a person of a different color. Now, people are going to say, oh, Scooter, why don't you take your butt back to Africa and da-da-da-da. Let me lay it out for you. Here's the thing. Those places ain't better either. It's been hard for a black man all around the world. Let's keep it funky with you. You know what I mean? Like with the slave trade didn't just end here. It went all over the place. That's what a lot of people don't know, number one. Number two, I love America. I'm an American, born and raised here. I'm not an African-American. I'm not a black American. I'm an American, born here, raised here. You dig? So I hate when people start putting on the whole African-American, black American. I'm not any of those things. I don't have an Afro. I'm not from Africa. So therefore, I'm just an American. That's it. That's all I am. I'm not a black American. I'm not an Afro-American. I'm just an American. Born in America, raised in America, that's what I am. I don't understand why everybody wants to put titles on white American, black American, Spanish American. No, 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 no. If you white and you just an American, guess what? Then I'm black and I'm just an American. That's it. Let's lay that out there right now. The thing is, but I also am not dumb to how our country was formed. So my question again is, if we now know how our country was formed, if we now know it was on the backs of slaves and on the backs of others, why not teach that in history now? Why are we not changing our history books now? Why aren't we changing our curriculum now? Why aren't we making the change now? That is one of the questions I will be asking today as we move forward. And we're going to get into this, but I felt necessary again, like you know me, I always make songs and pick songs that are show worthy. And this is why I picked this song, because this is what I believe. This is why they don't teach the history that we want to know.
Thank you.
they don't really care about us. That's what I'm saying. You know, take it for what you want to take it for. It is the truth. I'm laying it out there. Again, this is the Stoop on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter. We are talking Colin Kaepernick, to stand or not to stand. That is the question. I have my co-host in the building, the beautiful Miss Lala. How you doing this AM, La?
Good morning. Doing good.
That's what's up. That's
so,
what's up.
This is hot. This is one of the hot topics right now, and kind of goes off in different directions. You know, I see it spinning off into people creating other hot topics, but I'll tell you how I feel about it. Bottom line, as an American, he's utilizing his right to protest peacefully, and I'm not mad at him about it.
Right.
So I think there's, you know, there's so much going on, and I read that a third of our deficit has been lost or some crazy something in the government occurs while everybody's freaking out about this guy with the afro sitting down during the, you know,
well,
here's
the anthem, right? Like, you got everybody coming out speaking about it. You got people talking about, it's the country. You're not patriotic. And da-da. Let me tell you something. And how do you feel about the soldiers and your family? And da da da. I'm, as a black man in America, as a veteran, let me say this so everybody understands me, so I'm clear. As a combat veteran, I'm not just a veteran. I'm a combat veteran. Been to war, seen combat, and came back. You dig? So I'm not just talking off the side of my neck. I 100% agree with what he's doing. I understand. I'm so glad he's doing it. I wish that other black folks, people of color, if you will, in positions, did the same thing. Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z, Beyonce, people with more power, with more status. I wish they did the same thing. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, this dude says, yo, I'm in a position to try to make some change. I mean, let me keep it funky. Our president hasn't even spoken about what's going on in the world. You know, I'm looking for my president, a black man, to say, hey, yo, at least to say, yo, this is some effed up mess that's going on. He ain't even said that. But the truth of the matter is, and if you don't believe it, here it is. Old money run this country, not the president. He's just a figurehead. If you don't believe it, see it now. See it now. This is why our president can't speak out. You think he don't want to say this is some effed up mess? You think he don't want to be like, yo, slavery and the cops and da-da. You think he don't want to bring it up? I'm sure he does. His blackness makes
him want to
bring it up.
He can't go rogue on the
trip. Let me say that. But he can't. But he can't. And the reason he can't, because if he do, he'll end up like a Kennedy. That's what happened. Let me just keep it funky. Like, that's just what it is. When you speak out, when you come out and you talk different, they make sure things happen. You
make
better
an
check
example
your
of
books.
You
better check history. You better look at your most recent. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, Tupac, Prince. I'm just saying. You can believe what you want to believe. Bill Cosby. You can believe what you want to believe. But on this show here, let
Pat,
me tell
Chris
you what
Brown's
I believe.
Real recent.
let me tell you what I believe. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. Chris Brown is recent. That man said, yo, how am I held up in my house hiding? Have you seen my house? And I couldn't believe
my
palace. The video. Right. Like, yeah, he's hiding in the palace. There's no way in. Are you serious? It's like 1,000 doors in that joint. You could just walk in. You could sneak up on him and he wouldn't know it.
Oh.
But, I mean, I'm just saying. So, this is what's going on in the world. But let me give y'all some knowledge real quick. Let me jot. So being the true Gemini I am, you know, knowledge is definitely power to me. And we use words as weapons. So here is, for you patriotic simpletons out there in the world that are yelling Colin Kaepernick is not patriotic enough, or he ain't rocking and he don't have love for the country and da-da. Let me tell you, here's what your country does. Let me break it down for you. Our country, I won't say your, I'll say our because I live here too. Here's the truth behind the national anthem. Well, a lot of people don't know, first off, there was a third verse in the national anthem.
Yeah.
All right. And so the War of 1812, U.S. versus the Britain War, that was the war that kicked it off. And the British have said if any slave switched sides, any slave that would come and fight for the British would be free and not return to their owner. And so slaves were doing it. I mean, of course, you were a slave. You know what I mean? So not only will I become free, but I won't be returned to my owner. Yeah, I'm going to go fight with y'all too. Now, I don't know about white America and how y'all feel. Y'all haven't had the experience of slavery. And don't sit back and say, well, Scooter, you haven't either. My people's people have. I come directly from it. And not far from it. Like my Nana, who's 95 years old, actually 96. Big up to Nana, with all her mind and everything. My Nana at 96 will tell you her mom was a slave. That's how close it is to me, dude. So don't talk ill to me. That's how close it is. This ain't a far spread for black people as you think. And this is what white America thinks. White America thinks, well, excuse me. You weren't there. You didn't have nothing to do with it. You didn't experience it. Let me tell you how close it is. This how, because people think it's so far away. When they think slavery, they think it's so far away. My Nana, in case you don't know, white America, which is my grandmother, her mother, you dig? Her mother was a slave. That's my Nana, who's 96, you dig? Her mother was a slave. That's how close this is. So only my great Nana. So don't come kick to me, or boo-hoo to me, like, oh, you can't relate. Yeah, I can hear the stories from my Nana. You dig? That's how far back, that's how close it is. So moving forward, let me give you a breakdown of the national anthem. So the War of 1812, which was U.S. versus Britain War, right, which, mind you, the U.S. was trying to get under from trying to be what they felt was in Britain, you know. They didn't like Britain's laws and rules. They wanted to have freedom. They didn't want to be controlled.
They didn't want to be oppressed.
And be oppressed. So they run to the United States, kill the Indian, and then find a whole new race to oppress.
Mm-hmm.
But moving forward, so on September 13th, this ain't just some random mess I'm kicking to you, you dig? This is knowledge. Let me give y'all some game real quick. September 13th, 1814, the Battle of Fort McHenry. This is the battle that initiated Francis Scott Key to write the national anthem. The very next morning, he writes the national anthem because of this battle. And the battle, like, that's why the whole bombs bursting in air, that this is the whole reason, because overnight they were battling. Overnight there was a war. And so this is what broke. But here's the third verse that people are not hip to, that they somehow conveniently forgot about in 1831 when the national anthem was actually made the national anthem. When this was made the national anthem
in
1931. Right. After they gave you the remix, you dig? So Puffy,
they said, if we take this out, it'll be pretty good.
Puffy, you did not invent the remix. Because Puffy got an album, reinvented the remix. Puffy, you did not. I'm sorry. Bad Boy did not reinvent the remix. The remix was made in 1931. The first original remix. In 1931, in the third verse, goes something like this. No refuge could save the harling and the slave from the terror of the flight or the gloom of the grave. So what they were saying was they were celebrating in the so-called national anthem the death of slaves that went to Britain. So if you left your plantation and fought for the British, the national anthem was including you in that. Yo, basically celebrating the death of slaves that fought against them. Well, you got
to
imagine
basically
the slave
for slaves
time,
that fought to be
slave.
Free, because that's the motive, was to be free.
Right.
And if that's how they had to do it, was fighting for the British to get that deal. But they didn't want to fight for the British. They wanted to be free. So that's what they did.
Right. And, but the point I'm making is this. So for every white person that's out there talking about Colin Kaepernick is not patriotic and he has no love for his country, let me say this to you so we are clear.
And black,
I'm not
going
to edit this.
Too.
Let me give it to you in the rated R scooter form as I am. Fuck America. Yeah. And I said it here first. Let me say that. Fuck America. If you run around here talking, and I'm telling you as a soldier, a combat veteran, as a man who lives here now in this country, in the great state of Washington, let me tell you where I'm at, Tacoma Hilltop off of 13th and J. If you got beef, come see me. But let me be clear when I say this. America, if you running around here talking about you not patriotic and blah, 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 first off, let me explain something to you. Like, what did these people fought for you to be safe? And people fought for this. No, people didn't fight for nothing. Wars are fought for reasons, and most of the time it's financial.
Yeah,
from
I'll carry your motive.
From World War II on, even World War I, but World War I might have been more about, you know, not letting Hitler gain a foot upon us. You dig what I'm saying? But every war after that was for sure fought for reasons. I mean, even the Civil War. It's all about loot. The Civil War was fought because they didn't want to free slaves. Right. They was messing up the money. The South was like, nah, this is big business. This is industry. And I hate when people try to act like, oh, well, people fled North to get free. No, there were slaves up North, too. Slaves existed all in America, period. You had to damn near go West if you wanted to kind of get away. Real talk. Papa Smurf here loving that. He's shaking his head. He's from Cali. He's like, yo. You know, because slavery hadn't made it thus far, you know, because the West was still new.
Right, that's where Django was, right?
Huh?
I said that's where Django was, right?
Well, that's where the film was made. Actually, no, Django was down south, and then the original Django started in New Mexico. If there's many Django movies, but that's
New Mexico
animal.
West.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like out in the west.
You know, but again, so you gotta understand this, people. Colin Kaepernick did what every person of color that got money should be doing right now, because that's the only way.
Or anybody
make the
that
change.
Doesn't that feels the same way. It really, it's anybody that feels the same way. Because he's being patriotic, that's the bottom line. He is being patriotic, using his rights.
But understand this. The reason I say people with money.
Platforms, yeah.
The reason, you have a platform. And that's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I got the platform to do it.
Right.
And
so we see Jeremy joining him during the Seahawks game.
You know, yeah, and my man from the Seahawks just did it. You know, and I applaud him.
But I don't hear no Seahawks fans going off.
Right. I don't hear no Seahawks fans going off. I don't hear them burning his jersey.
No, but I also heard that Kaepernick's jersey's now gone, and the sales have gone up, too. So it's just it's fluctuating.
Of course.
But,
of course.
So, Scooter, look, I want to kind of chew on something you mentioned earlier that ties it all in. So we're and it's great you covered that third stance, because that's been going all around this week, right? More awareness of the stance that was pulled out in the 1930s of the national anthem. So here's where I'm at with you in the grand, and it blows my mind. Ignorance is one thing. Ignorance just means you don't know. But at the point of knowing, when the lights come on and you see the cockroach, why aren't we teaching the truth? What are we going to do here now? Because there's a lot of awareness, but yeah, we're just going to kind of float the denial. This is kind of where I'm at in watching
all
of this.
Well, let me break it down to you, Lala, why we're not teaching the truth. Because ignorance is bliss. If I teach one truth,
people don't
want to
hear the truth.
All truth. People don't. Let me keep it funky with you, and let me lay it out to you, because a lot of people are gonna be offended when I say this, when I say it, but it's just, I'm being as honest as I can. White America don't want the truth. White America does not want to hear about slavery. That's why they always say, well, get over it. You had a black president, get over it. Forget about it. Because they don't want to. White people, let me tell you, I had a class.
Right,
right?
You're such a Debbie Downer. I'm having a good life.
I was going to school, and as I was going to school, I ended up taking a sociology class, and I forget what the class was about. I forget the topic of the class, but it was but the class, it came down to where they were talking about it came down to race, and we watched this TED Talk thing, and when we watched it the next day, we were going to come to class and talk about it. And what it was, they had done this experiment where they had put let me see if I got it right. They were talking about being institutionalized and all this other stuff. It was like this whole thing. We had this whole thing we had to talk about. But this guy did this TED Talk about race. And he it was a white dude that did it. But he came in and he said the reason that he does what he does is because they won't hire his black friends to come do it. So he would come into your company as a motivational speaker. But when he got in, then he would talk about race and equality. And that was his kind of his pitch. And it would throw companies off. But it also was a motivational thing. It just wasn't motivating who they wanted to motivate. It was motivating the people of color, you know. And so he said, the reason I do this is because you won't hire my black friends to come in and talk about this. You hire me. So I come in and I hit you over the head. And he was killing the game. And I can't remember the dude's name for nothing. But anyway, so we come into class, we watch the video, and the next day we're going to talk about it. When I tell you, now mind you, there was one, two, three, there was maybe about 6 to 5 people of color in this class, all black. I think we might have had one Asian, and I'm counting him in that 6. One Spanish kid, and I'm counting him in that 6. And everybody else was black. And then the rest of the class was white. No one. It might have been, we had probably about 20 people in class, 20 students in this class, right? In fact, it was too full, and we had to put people out. So we had maybe 20 people, and I'm guessing 20. It might have been 30, but it felt like 20. Like 20 people in this classroom. And what showed up were the 6 people that I just mentioned, and probably, I would say, 6 more white. The teacher.
For the motivational speaker?
No, they didn't want to talk about the class. They didn't want to talk about what we had just watched. The video that our teacher showed us the day before, we were supposed to just go home, write about it, and discuss it the next day. But nobody wanted to come because what the dude was talking about was true history of America. And he went on to talk about how white people began to oppress black folks and how, you know, oppression had began. You know, and why a lot of people of color think the way they think and so forth. So the emails that our teacher got, so he said, well, I'm going to read the emails. Some may think it's not professional. He said, but if you didn't want me to read your email, then you should have showed up class. So he didn't say names, but he just said, you know, from one student, I got this. And one of the emails said, I'm not coming to class today for white, what did she say, white bashing day. That's what she said. I'm not coming to class because I don't want to be a part of white bashing day, white people bashing day. So she didn't want to hear about our opinion and what we were going to say about the whole video and everything. She didn't want to have an intelligent. Most white folks do not want to have a conversation about race, slavery, racism, oppression. Most white folks just don't want to do it, and that's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
So I think that if you're white and you feel like it's white bashing, then you must have some kind of connection to the concept that you agree with. Because if you don't agree with it,
of course,
I don't see it as bashing the white race. And of course, the whole race didn't do it. We all know this, but so I would imagine that one particular person was most likely
Let me clear something up for you real quick, Lala, because you say the whole race didn't do it. Let me tell you, most of them did. Most of them did. And when I say
right.
that, I mean this.
So I'm saying you'll get white people that are ignorant.
Most white folks are descendants of some descendant that owned slavery, that owned slaves, period. Period.
Yeah.
You can't escape
a lot
it. You can't escape it. Most white folks are descendants of some descendant who owned slaves. I don't care if it's from England. I don't care if you're from Italy. I don't care if you're in America. Somehow, some way, you are descendant of it. Now, when you go across the water, yes, you may be able to separate yourself. But let's be clear so that America knows this. I need America to know this. Slavery was just not in America.
Right.
It was not. It was a bigger slave trade in Haiti and in Jamaica. That's how those cats ended up there. There was a bigger slave trade going on there. People don't like to talk about the Haitian uprising.
Yeah, it was in Europe, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They were pit stops. So there was a larger slave trade outside of the United States. There was a gang of slaves that came to the U.S., but there was a larger slave trade happening outside the U.S. That's another history lesson for y'all, in case y'all didn't know.
Yeah, different port.
Understand that. There was the largest slave trade outside of the U.S. before. You know what I'm saying? That's how it got here in the first place, because they were already doing it. We were enslaved around the world. So let me say that. So I hate when people say, well, nah, all white folks, some way, shape, or form, got an ancestor of an ancestor of an ancestor that somehow was involved.
Not even that far back, like as close as you are to your nana.
Exactly.
Your nana's mama,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's how close it is with these white folks and their lineage.
There you go. You know,
you should put him on the
American,
mic because
when
hear
you
him.
Got an American black person and look at their name, most names come from their slave master or their slave
or
master's trade. So when you meet a guy and his last name is Schumacher, it's probably because his dad was his family or slave owner was a shoemaker. You dig what I'm saying? That's usually
right.
How it works.
Or if it was Smith, he was a blacksmith.
Let me tell you, I got an invitation one time. True story. I got this packet in the mail, and it had it was a thick packet of Spencer's, and it had the family crest. And it had all these different things. And it said, we would love to welcome you to a large Spencer reunion over in England, blah, 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 blah. They wanted me to come. And they were like, you know, please come and bring your family. This is a thing to all Spencers around the world. Da, da, da. So I wrote back. And I said, I'm not sure if you've checked your facts. But more than likely, you sent this to the wrong Spencer. I am a Spencer, but I'm a Spencer on a different ancestral trail. I'm probably the son of a slave you once owned. Now, if you still want me to come, I'm down to come, but are we going to speak about this? I never heard from him. I never heard from him. Because
yeah.
I was like, yo, I mean, you sent this to me saying come, but would you have been in shock if I showed up? Let me tell you how I really feel about that.
Well,
man.
If you
started slave ships.
Slave ships. There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo and slaves.
Ran, non, inan, violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
Get a stick, get a stick around, point to the joint, put the booty down. Dudes on tip to the roof,
again. Bass in your face, out of eight track, getting it good through the woods. So the people keeping some of that reaction to the fact that I kick in his dick. And it's stay around, point to the joint, put the Buddha down. Going, going, to the roof, and giving it up. So turn me loose. Then again, I got a story that's harder than a hardcore cross of the Holocaust. I'm talking about the world still going on.
Straight up, live, we are talking Colin Kaepernick, to stand or not to stand. That is the question. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, chilling with Papa Smurf and my co-host, Miss Lala, the lovely lady herself. We are talking about all that's going on in the world, and what's big right now is this Colin Kaepernick situation, and people are upset. So feel free to call in 607-203-5357 if you want to voice your opinion. A lot of people probably won't call in because I'm aggressive and I'm kind of in your face about it. A lot of people may not call in because they're like, oh, well, I don't want to be yelled at. But, I mean, if you got facts, white or black, I will listen. White or black, I'll listen. If you got some facts, but you better have some facts. You better be able to call me up and kick some knowledge, you dig? Because don't think you're just going to sit down with me and I'm going to just be like, oh, yeah, that's true. Nah. I'm a researcher. I'm a man all about information and putting it down so that I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I don't want to just go out there and spew just some random stuff. Again, and I'm a black man, and I'm a veteran, combat veteran. So I'm not just speaking from one angle. As a veteran, I am proud of what Colin Kaepernick is doing. As a black man, I am proud of what Colin Kaepernick is doing. As a father, proud of what Colin Kaepernick is doing. And just as an overall person in this world, I'm proud of what he's doing because, again, he has the platform. I wish all had the platform did this. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't know. There are a couple others that do. D.L. Hughley. Big ups to D.L. Hughley, man. That brother don't hesitate to go nowhere and use his comedic platform to educate y'all. That is an educated dude, and not only is he hilarious, but he's an educated dude, and he does not have a problem letting you know how he thinks or how he feels about the injustices going on in the world. And let me say this so people aren't with their ass on their back. Let me say this so that we're clear. No, I don't think all these young black men that are getting killed are in the right. I don't. A lot of them are doing messed up stuff. You know, if you didn't put yourself in a position to be stopped by the police, a lot of these things may not be happening. But the fact of the matter is, I don't care what they were doing, death is not justifiable.
Right.
You dig? The same way you arrest these white men and they go to jail and they get tried, it's the same way that this should be happening for these black men. I'm not praising what they're doing. I'm not saying they right and they wrong. Now, some of them is clearly not doing anything, and y'all are just messing up and picking on them. But it's a 50-50. 50 of them are doing some wrong, 50 of them ain't. You dig what I'm saying? It's really split down the middle. But the fact is, death should not be the end result
for either one.
For real. It should be, you know, they should end up in the trial. You know, now, and now that's what we should be recording. Man, another black man on trial? Another black man getting, you know what I mean? That's
what
we should be talking.
What was that movie, Scooter? Scooter, what was that movie that Schwarzenegger, I think he was, where he was your police officer, judge, and executioner all at once at the same time?
Oh, no, Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd.
With Sylvester Stallone. So I've had that thought about how some of these police are, now that we have more videos, they're literally acting that way. They're taking, or they're beating them down before they even go to trial, so you've just been punished. You just got a beat down, broken arms.
Hey, let me tell you, true story. So right along when the height of this was kicking off, my son comes over. He's upset because his brother out in Atlanta gets snatched up by the police. What happened was he got in a fight outside a store with a dude. So he was fighting, but he was banging the dude. Yeah. And when he banged, it was a white dude, and him and the white dude had exchange of words, and they arrested him, and they arrested his friend. His friend was just with him, but they both got arrested. The white guy doesn't get arrested. They take my son's brother into the police station, and the friend says they took Angelo in the back, and when he came out, he was beat up and abused. Like he had bruises and stuff that he didn't have when he went in originally. And so he starts really, like, bugging and flipping about it, you know, and my son is upset. So he's like, man, he wants the war, and he wants to. So I said, hey, look, check this out. First off, let me keep it funky with you. We weren't there. I know you're upset because this is your brother, man. But what I need you to understand is this. We don't know what your brother did when the police showed up. We don't know how he acted. He was in a fight, so we can assume that he was already at a heightened situation, a sense of awareness and aggression.
He was turned up.
Right. So we don't really know what was happening. But you getting upset here and being mad here is not going to help that situation then. You know what I mean? We do, let me say this as a black man, we do have to educate our young men. We do need to teach them how to act and how to conduct themselves, because wilding out is not the answer. We do have a call. Let me get this caller. Caller, I'm bringing you in, all right? Introduce yourself. Let me know what you're thinking. Caller, what's good?
Yo, what's going on? This is Def Con.
Good.
Hey, Def Con.
Lala, what's good? I just saw your post.
I'm so glad you called in. Scooter, have you met DJ Def Con out of Skagit County?
I have not.
Okay,
yo, what's
well,
going
I'm so
on,
glad
man?
You two can meet.
He has a radio
show every Thursday night, and he's been real good to the label and myself. He's very political. So go ahead and give us your thoughts, Def Con.
Yes, please share.
Yeah,
break bread with.
So on the Colin Kaepernick issue?
Yes.
Man, so it's real interesting. Like we just did a show myself about this on Thursday, and I just Lala, I think you just saw my post on Facebook about this. So
yeah,
you know, I can share a few words, but you know, as when I see Kaepernick and what he's doing, you know, and you peel back why people are getting upset, like, well, he's disrespecting the flag, he's disrespecting the anthem. Like, if you peel back why he's doing what he's doing, I think it's words that every person of color, not just black people, like people of color in this country in general can resonate with. You know, from my own point of view, like, it makes sense. Like, I feel, you know, as a young black man and someone who's also Native American, you know, when I think America, you know, I can honestly say that I don't think pride. You know, I feel the country that I live in doesn't have pride in me. Like, I feel like it could be literally one interaction with one officer who's having a horrible day, who, you know, he could be completely in the wrong, and I get shot to death, and my life has ended, and people wouldn't have an honest intellectual conversation. Like, I would be labeled the next ghetto piece of trash that has no worth to society, who's destined for jail and welfare. And that's a problem. Because I've never committed a crime in my life. I've never been to jail. I've never shot nobody. Like, and people, by default, because of my skin tone, automatically equate me with something criminal, with with something less than and
yeah.
something unequal. Like, I mean,
yeah.
that one wrong interaction, my mother would be the next mom on TV crying her eyes out because she has to bury yep. her son. And nobody
yeah,
would give my mother, nobody would give my mother solace in that aspect. And, you know, I asked
nope.
the honest question that, you know, okay, people are like, well, you're not proud of America. You're an American. You need to show. Like, no, I don't. Like, I ask the honest question every single day. Like, why should I be proud of America if America isn't proud of me? Like, you
yes.
know, I think about what we
yeah.
what we celebrate here, fam, like, in this country.
Yeah.
And we don't celebrate the contributions of our ancestors. Like,
no, we do not.
My great-granddad, after the abolishment of slavery, was forced to continue picking cotton in Alabama. And that man, who couldn't even read or write, picked up his family in the late 1800s and spent 10 years escaping the South so his family could have a better life, so his kids could have an education.
Yo, I'm so glad you just shared it, because I just was saying my Nana's mother was a slave. And people always,
real
when they
talk.
Think slavery, they automatically think way back. They automatically think, because they
right.
always say to you, the response is always, well, I mean, you weren't a slave. They don't understand how close it is to us. They don't understand the distance.
Right.
It's not that far away. You just said your
right,
great-grandfather.
Exactly.
That's only
right.
two, like, you know what I mean? That's like three generations. It's not far.
Yeah, my great-great-granddad. And, like, fam, he spent 10 years escaping this. So his family could have some sort of life, so he wasn't someone's – they weren't someone's cotton picker out in the field picking
right.
the cotton.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He spent 10 years escaping that. But, you know, this country, nowhere. Do we celebrate that? Nah. Are there monuments or statues or landmarks dedicated to people like my great-great-granddad? Nah. But you know what? I can go to Alabama and I can literally visit streets and landmarks and statues and dedications to people that own people like him, like property,
yeah.
yo. Like, and then on top of that, I look at my native side of things, and my grandmother, who I can call on the phone right now, could tell you stories about when she was a child. Like, what government officials and doctors would do is, without the knowledge of parents, they would take the native children from school and take them into the gym, and they force them to strip naked in front of all of each other and all these grown adults. And what they would do is, these doctors would examine the bodies and the genitals of children. Like, yo, could you imagine if right now, if someone told you that, like, you know, well, you know, these people from the government showed up and was examining the body of your naked child? Like, are you kidding me? Like, and then not only that, you know, my mom, who lived on the Indian reservation back in the 60s and the 70s, can also tell you stories about when government officials would come into native homes and they would harass parents over, like, a whole multitude of things and try to take
yeah.
their kids away. I mean, not only that, my pops, like, man, let me get started on my pops, yo. Like, my pops, you know, my pops, man, by policy was forced to live at the time in the slums of the south side of Chicago during the civil rights era. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't get a home in Chicago, like, anywhere but there.
And, you know, so people don't understand how closely in relation we are with this. You know,
right.
And I'm gonna tell you,
right,
and
my
and
dad.
And I'm gonna say this: the reason that, like we were saying earlier, Lala, is that, to me, white America doesn't want these things to come out. They don't want it, because for it to come out, you have to have some type of understanding, some acceptance. And a lot of them, they don't want
to. Well, and you hit it when you said ignorance is bliss.
Right.
It's upsetting.
Right.
The truth is upsetting.
Yeah.
But, you know, while I have a chance, I still want to reiterate, while we're talking about his actions, Capricorn, it's still peaceful. I don't see how he's disrespecting the flag when we've seen plenty of people burn the flag. That's disrespecting the flag.
But this man is using his rights to peacefully.
He kept his mouth shut, didn't touch a soul, sat there.
Well, you know,
and people got a problem with that. And that I got a problem with people having a problem with that.
Because it's kind of the situation when you have a black guy that's in the public eye and he's not really like being aggressive. Like, white folks love Colin Kaepernick. He had a good name. He's Colin Kaepernick. You know, they love that. You know,
yeah, 49ers.
His name
is
he's so not threatening. He doesn't even have like a threatening name.
He even had his nice adoptive white parents.
They might feel a little differently. You know, but he was so not threatening to them. So for him to come out and do what he's doing, that's a threatening move in their eyes. The nerve.
And all he's doing is sitting peacefully. That's what's blowing my mind. And for this to take up this much media attention, when we actually have people on our land that do disrespect the flag.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
talk about disrespecting the flag.
I got one last point I wanted to address, even because of when we talk about the national anthem. Like, you know, let's be 100. Like, you know, like if you look up the text of the actual national anthem,
he opened the show with the third stanza, with the
hireling and slave, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know you probably talked about how that was, you know, aimed at the British colonial Marines that were, you know, former slaves that wanted beef. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's like that song. It's like, yo, when you look at what it was, like, it's like, of course people are going to find that offensive. I find that offensive, extremely. And, like, you know, after I read that, I'm like, yo, I probably will never stand, in my opinion, for the national anthem again. Because, like, I mean, why am I going to stand for the diss track of my ancestors?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense.
We've been standing to the remix. We've been standing to the remix our whole lives.
Right, it's the remix. Hey, y'all, let me throw this out there. When you look at the picture, when you look at the pictures of him sitting and other people are standing, there's a shot of a dude using his left hand, not his right hand, but nobody's making a big deal about that. And then we see these pictures floating around of the infamous Donald Trump not putting his hand on his heart when the other delegates are.
Let's be 100. It's because Donald ain't a brother. I mean, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, but it's so obvious. I mean, the thing is with social media and videos and stuff, we're seeing more. And so to hear all this backlash on this football player for peacefully, he's not a politician. He's not trying to run any countries. Peacefully sitting his ass on the bench before the game.
It's because it's how they viewed him. Colin Kaepernick was like a black Captain America to these cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really...
So he just disappointed him? He just embarrassed him?
Right,
he shouldn't have kicked you
to
be our favorite?
He's not playing well with others. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yo. So one of my last points I was going to point out that I discussed on my show is, like, you know, I think the biggest issue that America has with all of the issues we do have, it's like people want to wild out at the moment about whatever and the way it affects their lives, but they don't want to look at the reasons why. Like,
of course,
when you look at why Colin Kaepernick is sitting, like, he has some very valid viewpoints. Like, he's not middle finger to America.
What?
Like, to hell with the USA. Like, he's not saying that in the least bit. Right, but people don't want to look at the why. And that's how it is with all of these racial issues that we find ourselves with in America. When you look at black folks that are wilding out, like in Ferguson and Baltimore and other places where we've seen riots, people don't want to look at why the communities are that way. Like, I tell people, let's be 100. Black folks didn't put themselves into low-income housing and segregate themselves. Like, that's not how this went down. Like, these are neighborhoods in every major metropolitan city of America where black folks were just thrown with nothing. And then here you have the rest of America and all its stolen wealth growing around these neighborhoods – while economic growth, jobs, everything else in between you need to succeed as a population were stagnated on purpose. And so here you
have to broadcast on television, so you have to see it every day.
Then you realize that you put these people in the most progressive and happening areas, and now you force your way back in through gentrification and run them out of the place you made them stay.
Exactly. And it's like people don't want to look at that. People don't want to look at the why. Like, black people are human beings, just like everybody else. And if you put anybody of any color in the situation that their black folks in America are placed in, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same result. Like, you can go where I'm located in a pretty small town community here in Washington State, just north of Seattle. Like, I can take you to a place where you got low income white folks that are, you know, strung out off a mess, that don't have jobs, that you know, got the meth lab in the back. You know what I mean?
I tell people all the time, Washington is the Twilight Zone, because when you come here, you meet blacker white folks and whiter black folks. Like, it blew my mind. Like, the hip hop community in Washington is white. The ones that got knowledge, the cat that runs the Zulu Nation of Seattle, he's a white dude, and I know him personally. Cool cat. But he's a white dude. He's mixed or whatever, but he ain't black. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, this just tells you there's a different type of white and a different type of black happening in Washington. And a lot of folks don't understand that and don't want to admit to it. When I bring it up, they're like, oh, Scooter, my guy, you're tripping. Nah, I'm telling you, man, I'm from the East Coast. And coming out here, there's a different type of black out here. So when the black folks here don't get it, I understand why they don't get it. You dig? Because a lot of them not living the life I live. You know?
Right.
I mean, that's what it is.
Well, we're still separate from most of the nation. If you, when you're looking at your major cities, there's East Coast, down the South, up the West Coast.
I've been here since 2007, and I'm still telling my people, not D.C., Washington State. I'm still explaining that. This is like a third world country. You know? Hey, yo, we gotta pick this up next week, man. Catch us next Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel, man. Much love. Yo, my man, thank you for calling in. Please call back next week, man. We need to call show information.
Thanks for calling.
We need to find some information.
Yeah, I'll definitely catch you next week.
For sure, man. Lala, Papa Smurf.
Amen.
Yep.
And Colin Kaepernick, I'm with you, my dude, man. I'm sitting down from now on.
Right.
Is bunk? That's what it is, man.
Right.
That's our time.
Peace out.
All right.